This is KCUR 89.3. Community policing is a term that you've probably heard thrown around in this year's presidential debates.
Now, I believe in community policing.
And the way you make community safer and the way you make police safer is through community policing. You build the bonds.
At the risk of agreeing with you, community policing is a great idea. Mm-hmm.
In principle, it's something that people seem to agree on. But what is community policing? And does it make our communities safer? Reporting for KCUR 89.3, Andrea Tudhope takes us for a ride to see what community policing really looks like in Kansas City.
It's a cloudy afternoon in Kansas City, Kansas. Officer Kevin Terry buckles up in his old white cop car.
So, can I call you Kevin?
Yes.
Do most people call you Kevin?
Most people call me Officer Terry. Even when I'm off duty, they call me Officer Terry. I'm like, okay, we can get past that.
Terry has been a part of KCK's community policing unit for 16 years. He's one of 17 officers, each assigned to a certain area. Terry's is the Argentine neighborhood. Each day for him is a little different.
Today I came in and I had a voice message from you.
In the morning, he checks his email and voicemail. People in the community can contact him directly, and they do. Photos and cell phone numbers are listed for each community police officer on the KCK police website. A lot of the work of this unit is ongoing, efforts to preempt crime. Earlier this morning, Terry had a message from a guy worried a disgruntled ex-employee was vandalizing his property. So Terry recommended a cheap video camera to install in his window.
It's just getting out there, the little things, just showing them that, hey, you know, I'm going to take care of this for you, and going out there and actually doing it.
What he's talking about seems simple. It's being present in the community. Terry has switched neighborhoods a lot over the years. When he left the Strawberry Hill area, many residents went to the mayor to complain. He says a few even cried.
You build that personal relationship with them, and it's like family. It's like you losing a family member.
Walking around with Terry, he seems to know everyone.
Hey, how you doing?
You have to create a reservoir of trust.
Ken Novak from UMKC's criminology department says, in theory, it's like creating a savings account for backup in a financial crisis.
When there's a questionable shooting or a negative interaction between the police and the public, you've got this reservoir of trust that you've built up over time in order to tap into.
But Novak says trust is hard to gain. And longtime activist Andre Thurman says trust is impossible to fake. Especially now, at a time when police-community relations have been strained. Thurman runs the anti-violence organization 100 Men of Blue Hills. He believes in a partnership with police, but of community police officers in particular, he says they have to know the community. And if they don't?
That's like me sending somebody to your house, telling them to come straighten your house up. I didn't give you no information that they was coming. I didn't introduce you to him. He's just been sent. You don't know if this guy's going to clear your house out. You know, you don't know if he's going to come in there and do something violent to you when he's in your house. So you don't want to open your door to him.
In Kansas City, Kansas, the community police officers are given the time they feel they need to get to know their communities. But their unit is an outlier, at least locally. While many smaller local police departments say they embrace the concept of serving the community with school programs and partnerships with business and church leaders, most do not have a community policing department or any officers dedicated solely to that duty. And recently, the KCPD eliminated their community police positions to redistribute their responsibility among all of their 1,400 officers. Criminology professor Ken Novak says there's a danger in this approach.
If it's everyone's job, then it's really no one's job.
But on the other hand,
having people specifically in a community liaison role may be counterproductive, because now I don't necessarily need to foster relationships with the public because I know Bob does that or Sally does that.
Officer Beth Clark runs the community policing unit in Gladstone. Along with ice cream socials, trunk or treat, and pies with police, Clark brought the National Coffee with a Cop program to her community.
It was pretty laid back. People could come, enjoy a cup of joe with some cops, talk about, you know, baseball, talk about the latest movie they went and saw. There was no agenda.
She sees this as a chance for her fellow officers and community members to get to know each other one-on-one. Back in KCK, we pull up outside of a Head Start preschool. Officer Terry recently met one of the coordinators at a neighborhood meeting. She wanted to have a stranger danger lesson for her kids.
Yes, I am a policeman.
You are a policeman?
Yes, ma'am.
I read a book about
about police.
Oh, you did? Was it good? When I'm out and about in uniform, a kid say, if you act bad, I'm going to have this officer take you to jail. You know, we're supposed to be their friends. You know, you're supposed to call us for help.
See y'all later.
Terry and other community police officers want to show they're here to protect us. But with homicides up in both Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri, departments need to decide whether to double down on community policing, redistribute the responsibility, or give it up entirely. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Andrea Tudhope.